Okay, all here right. we go. The bitch who has not been on here for fucking weeks or years is going to be raked over the coals. So take it away, Allison. Let's see how you do with this. Go ahead, Allison.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, get
hey,
off the
darling.
Fucking mute.
Tick, tick. One more time. Hit it again. It goes blue.
He goes, oh, shoot.
Goes bloop,
oh, shoot.
No, hit it again. No, no, the other
she
one.
She didn't even know
turn
she called in.
Down. Yeah, oh, she's not called in. She's calling in right now. Hold on, then it's going to go bloop, and then it goes bloop, then you're on. And then hit, no, hit the other button. No, yeah, no, wait, no, wait, no that, no. No, the other button. No, just hang up and call back in. That's all.
Way to go, Allison. Come on, Allison. Get fucking, get your shit together.
We're sorry about Eugene, Oregon.
Is that Allison doing that clicking?
No, it's me.
She's trying to, it's her.
It's me.
It's Allison, talk to the,
it's
me. Talk to the Carolyn. Talk to the Carolyn. Is it not time for the popcorn yet? Come on, we need some popcorn.
It's been done. I ate mine. Bob's halfway through his. It's delicious. As usual.
That bitch Allison
lots
ain't
pepper.
Coming on.
Lots of
fucking
pepper.
Fucking Allison finally called in.
More.
I don't know
Cannon,
what
we
I
gotta
am
get
pepper.
You. We got to get you. We got to send you. We got to send you some ghost pepper to put in there. Ooh, we this sure
Allison, is. Allison, you're like 3 years behind.
Ghost pepper.
Like,
it well, like, it
even,
is like over the...
Well, you were hardly inviting when you... Said she was going to be slayed in
yeah,
public.
Yeah, there.
Not nice.
You, well, we're not here to be nice.
Not
we're
nice.
We're not here to make you feel good. Well, Carolyn, go, stick that on your Monday show, okay? That's where you be nice. Not here. We have work to do.
There's too many dead people on the Monday show. Do you realize
how many
dead
people
there?
Yeah, they're
all dead. Sitting up with
so,
the
Allison,
dead.
Have you
but
given
some
up?
Some of them are alive.
Are you going to speak,
some
Allison?
Some of them are alive, though. Some of them are
come
alive,
on,
though.
Allison. Bring on Sheila. Maybe Sheila will help you. Or even David. Bring David on.
Or how about Bert?
Well, okay. No fucking talking physique. Let Bert bring in new topics. New, brand new, whatever he can come up with. Okay,
promise,
muting,
Bob. Promise,
Allison.
Bob.
Allison failed to recover some sensibility of what we're doing here. Okay, Bert.
Hey,
go ahead, Bert.
Hey, Bob, Carolyn, Ion. Hey, Ion.
Nice to talk.
I want to talk about transdimensionals. Are they responsible for the increase in the quark activity?
Well, develop a little bit. It's just more, no. It's another side of, it's the flip side of your dimension. So how can that be something else?
So you're saying trans dimensions are the flip side of my dimension?
Yeah, it's an adjective.
An adjective describing activity?
Multiple dimensionalities.
Okay, but in your words before, you said that trans dimensional are particles. Particle inhibited, particle reciprocal position within the ionosphere that allows matter to be disposed between worlds.
Which is exactly what this applies to. Subspaces of the different dimension. Components of subspaces.
Components of subspaces. So,
Bob, it's not fair. He's talking about his body. He's talking about his body. We didn't do it. And don't blame it on us.
No, I'm not.
He's doing it.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
That's where you're going right now,
no.
So you're doing it.
No,
that's
I'm not.
What this applies
put the brake
to.
On, Bert.
No,
that's what
head
this
over,
applies
to. Head over. Taco Zappa. Bert, you get him off your back. Taco Zappa. Veer off. Take an exit.
Zappa. Okay. I
Zappa.
Don't, you don't
remember
have to do
Zappa?
Zappa? You don't have to. No, he never heard. Nobody's ever heard Zappa. little shit ass. He got in his vault and killed himself. That's good for him.
Hey, Ion, Frank Zappa's Big Note, does that have an effect on transdimension? The Big Note?
No. It makes you want to kill yourself.
Okay, come on, Ion. You know you like Frank Zappa. Is
computer
the Big Note a relationship to transdimension?
No, wait. That's
no,
Bert,
but,
Bert,
no, but the tiny note. But the tiny note is.
Yeah, but Bert, are you referring to Zappa's concept of the Big Note or the Big Note in the universe?
Zappa's Big Note.
Indubitably no, because he didn't even know. He was an Edo god, a neoclassic.
An Edo god, a neoclassic god. Bert, what was the topic just before Frank? Was it subatomic stuff?
He's Quark? A subconscious parasite. He's a subconscious parasite.
Transdimensional.
Oh, yeah, transdimensional.
Transdimensional.
Okay.
And he fucks right. goats.
Transdimensional what? Particles?
Ion said there are subspaces of dimensions.
Subspaces. Oh, nice. Now, Zappa wrote music about that. He called it digital dust. Okay, so
music,
we're right in here.
Music? You got the wrong dude. He never wrote no music. He never. He had some scribblings. He had some scribblings and said, rock, yeah, oh, yeah. It was like a bad
Bob Dylan
loop. It's like a bad Bob Dylan loop. Right?
Ion. The sun looks huge right now. Why is the sun looking so huge as it's coming down from the clouds?
Because the way the atmosphere is changing, and you're starting to see a little different. Now you want to have some fun? Go get that digital thing called the camera. Get the digital thing and snap a picture of it, and then look at it, and you'll see that it looks very different than what your eyes see. See?
Okay.
Or you don't even almost you can snap the picture, but you know when you look at it through the lens thing, like you hold it up and get the shot, look at it and even look at it through the digitized version, and it looks different because you're like, wait a minute, what is that? And then snap to the picture. It's great fun. We used to do this all the time. Do you remember when we had a simple kind of love?
I remember that.
Cool.
You know, when I walk along Bert the Beach route in front of the resorts, everybody's got their cameras out. So I look at the camera as I walk by, and it's totally different color and image than what they're taking a picture of. The cameras are totally different.
Yeah. Nice picture.
Those are actually phones, Bob.
What did I say?
These cameras.
Well, the camera. I'm talking about the subspace of the camera within the phone. The photo.
When you see the image, it doesn't look like the...
I'm looking at the image as a picture.
Visual.
But, Carolyn, you go, that's credible, but you're not looking at it. You're supposed to see something.
Right, but I didn't quite... I just got a beautiful sunset-y effect. It's like the sun wasn't a full, rounded circle in my frame.
Hey, Ian, she's walking around sort of slowly, small steps, like Worcester used to walk around his garden. She just went
moping around like somebody stole his purple crystal, stole his purple crystal, and the red one was gone, and he was going to scream and yell and holler and go to his, take to his sick bed and cry.
That's true.
Getting that big old chair. That big old chair with his beard folding over his gut without a shirt on, it's amazing.
Okay, back to you, Bob.
No, Bert.
So snap a picture. Bert. If it doesn't look different, then snap a picture of it and then get in a different light and look at it. Sometimes you can see it different. But your eyes are seeing more than is there, obviously. That's why you're drawn to it. Because, I mean, you have the most perfect sunset every day. I mean, why is this sunset better than any other sunset, except for there's something up there that you're not seeing that you see? See?
I see.
Ian, is that also the case with the moon, the full moon? When you take a picture of the full moon, is that also the case?
Yeah, of course. Well, for Carolyn especially. When you talk to Carolyn, that's what you get.
I don't want to talk about the new environment in Beast. I was listening to an archive.
He did it again, Bob.
What did he do?
What?
He's talking about his meat stack again.
No, I'm not. I asked
no,
I'm
not.
The new environment in Beast. I am not a beast.
Okay,
I am. Beasts in a changing environment. A while ago, you said that beasts are non-physical. Is that still the case? Are beasts still non-physical?
Well, we're going to say yes, but just know that that may change.
That may change. Does that mean that there's a variable that could flip it to that it changes or flip not? Can you go into that may change? Is that dependent on something?
We didn't say, but yes.
Okay, but you also said that they don't have spirit. And then there was a question about we're moving into non-physical.
Well, guess what? Guess what? Neither does God.
What? God does not have a spirit. That's what you're saying.
No. He doesn't need one. You can go on and sell your soul to the devil because you won't be using it.
So is the spirit sort of like what you refer to as the soul? Is there a connection to the spirit and the soul? Is that what you're saying?
Well, there's a connection, but that doesn't mean they're the same thing. Right?
Okay, there's a connection.
There's a difference
right.
There's a difference between the stenographer and what the stenographer wrote. Because the problem with the reading is, how do you know the one that wrote the reading right? That's what the soul does. But the spirit is the connection of what was spoke or wrote or by rote. Oh, yes, we did say by rote, didn't we?
Hmm.
Talk to the
and a God. And a God would not choose the spirit. That's what you're saying as well, right? Is that what you're saying? A God would not use a spirit, would not need a spirit.
Bob, he's talking about his body again. Bob.
No, he isn't. John, up on it. He's not talking about his body.
Yes, he is.
He's
trying
talking
to make the
about
connection.
Spirit. And that's right. God's
that's
don't connected. Do that.
He's connecting. Okay, just saying. Don't fuss with us, so.
I have no body question, so I don't understand what you're saying about I'm going to my body. Or
every
maybe from your view.
Every topic you said so far, if we went a little further with it, Mr. Corso, we'd be talking. Well, we can't even answer because then Bob will scream at us. And we're tired of him screaming at us. He screams at us all the damn time. And we're tired of it. We're sick of it. So we're not going to do that no more. So we get yelled at no more. So there. Good. Okay. Next question.
Are bees reacting to the new environment at this moment? I am. That's the question.
Yes.
Is that what took place with the whales in New Zealand, all those beached whales?
Yep.
That
bit it. They just bit it.
They just bit it. Oh, okay. Now that reminds me of another question.
But now they weren't from this world. They missed. They weren't from this world.
So they popped in from another world and beached in New Zealand.
Missed,
is that what you're saying?
And missed the pond.
Is that going to continue to take place with
Well, the veil has been rent in two. The veil has been rent in two. So therefore, innocuous positions of voluminous conditions are imputing the imputable irreverently.
They're popping into the world from the ocean. Does that have anything to do with the increased radiation coming from the core of the Earth?
No. That's just why they want to come here. It's like Flossdon Paradise. It's hot.
So you're saying they want to come here because of the radiation? The increased radiation?
Yeah, that's why you want to be here.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, one more question about beef. Ian, there was a report in the end of December,
Did you say one more question about
beast? One more question about beast, and then I have another question.
Somebody's body again. There you go.
No, I am not. No, I'm not. Ian.
Okay.
In December, there was a report about, it was in Japan, I believe, that a monkey was having sex with a deer. Is that a fact, or was that just some alternative facts or false
things?
Yeah,
no. Well, they're all the same thing, but yeah, that happens. Dogs and cats lay together. It's all kind of things now.
Was that what you referenced when you first came forth, when you started talking on the radio? You said dogs and cats lay together. Is that the meaning that animals, different animals will mate?
Yeah, right. They do.
I'm seeing something with the almond and coconut milk grimoire. Is that boiling point showing me something when I'm looking at the the boiling solutions of the almond milk and coconut milk?
Yes.
Is it the shapes that are coming off the boiling bubbles that's showing me something?
Yes.
I'm also noticing that the
change pots and see if it does the same thing. You'll be surprised.
Okay, because I saw that the boiling point increased for both of them. I don't have to boil it as much to reduce it to half. That's increased within a week. It's less time.
That's correct.
It's less timing.
Yeah, correct. The environment is changing. Your environment is changing. Like different foot pounds of pressure. Like when you boil something in an airplane, there's less atmospheres, so it goes faster, as you say. That's what's happening to your world. Talk to the Bob Man. Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, Bert, unless you got knocked off, one more question.
Talk to the Bob Man.
See if he got knocked off.
He was probably talking about his body, Bob.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see Bert.
No, it was probably the 4 hours.
Yeah. So we'll move on. We'll get back to Bert.
Don't do the Bob Man.
I think this is Leon. Is this Leon?
No, how's it going? This is Reiner and Lauren.
Oh,
hey,
great.
Reiner.
Go ahead.
That's good. Let's talk about it. What's up, Chuck?
I don't know, but it all feels good. Yeah,
damn it, man. That's what I'm talking about.
Quick question.
Yes.
Okay, good. At the end of that. Thank you.
Okay,
cool.
Next one. You're welcome. Next question.
What was the answer? What did he say, Carol?
Yes.
Oh, he said yes before the... But you can say the topic for the record, Reiner. Give us the topic for the recording. Okay.
All right. The topic is I've been exploring trees as communities, trees communicating with themselves through root systems, and they are making small, soft crackling sounds at 220 hertz. That seems to be a communication cycle. So we're talking about frequencies in terms of the world. But then I'm also hearing about these frequencies among the communities of trees. Is that worth paying attention to and pursuing further? It's something I'm really interested in currently.
Asked and answered.
And it's been answered. So
yeah,
cool.
Sure, there you go.
All right.
For
there,
the record,
there
that's
you
the
are.
Question.
All right.
And that, by the way, was not a quick question, just saying.
Well, your answer was quicker than my question, but you knew that.
Yeah. Well, that's the reason we said quick question. We said quick answer. There you go. Good. Okay. Now, the megahertz frequencies, the megahertz frequencies that they speak by are always, it's called the echelon tone, the echelon tone. Everything we say is tonal except for Bob. Bob's not tonal. He's tone deaf because he's listening to a wee bit too much of Zappa, by the way. Just a wee bit too much. So that was over for him.
That's
he's
true,
hoping for
Bobby,
so much
that's
more.
True.
So now he's going to listen to Marvel and little girl songs. He'll listen to little girl songs now and houses made out of ticky-tacky. He likes that one, too. He really likes that one. And little Vestal Goodman now and again. That's always pleasant. But not enough about Bob. We talk about him too much, but enough about Bob. Now you move into another level or a higher level or a fuller level, which allows you to start picking up these frequencies. And you can, if you can get to that level, you can speak back.
Cool.
Or you can pine for the pitch.
How does one do that? Yeah, how does one do that?
Well, we just told you to pine for the pitch.
Can you elaborate?
Yes, we can.
Thank you. And?
No, we didn't say we would. We didn't say we would. We said we can.
Well, how about would you elaborate?
Okay. You told us, you're so smart, you told us what the megahertz frequency is. You're so smart, you told us how they connect, You're so smart. You're telling us how they pick up in the same environment and live in a world where you live and respond to your jetties and machinations of the heat oppressive brain, and yet you have not conveyed that you can get to that megahertz frequency yourself. What tone can you make that's that frequency yourself?
Well, that's something I'm going to have to think about.
Oh, Lord, suffering cats. That's all we need is another thinker. We've got too many damn thinkers in this living world, a ball of wax. Get rid of the
well,
damn
brand thing.
No, just wait a second. You
I
measure it.
It's
the trick. You measure Stop.
Okay.
You can measure the frequency of a fucking tree. You should be able to hold that same frequency and make that same sound at that frequency yourself. And you practice till you do. When you're at that level, the trees will talk back.
Cool.
Well, number one did it. He walked through. He went through a tree. They told him how to do. But they got the symbols. They lined all the symbols up. They're in order. It's like stacking them up on a windmill or a wind cyclone or a wind spinner or a wind catcher kind of thing. And you stack them up laterally. And then between the mystery environment, between the lateral markings of those, actually open megahertz frequencies and allow you to slip through the spaces. This is done specifically with carbon, carbonite, and carbon-laced layers. Now, it's going to move in. Oh, we can't say that word. Carolyn hasn't trademarked it yet. Y'all trademark it before it ever gets to town if we do it that way. Okay, we got it. Don't holler at us, please. We won't say it today. Well, we might say it, but we'll try not to say it. But regardless, the space between the way the covalent and ionic bonds apply. Now, you have the ionic bonds that are going to show you how to make it fit, but you have the covalent bonding in the outer valence or balance of the 14th ring, which allow you to attach the carbon molecularly, which allows a space between the spaces, the lines and spaces, because that's how you shear an atom. See, you humans, you think something's got to be big to be good. When the best things are actually tiny, then you'll be able to slip between those spaces and you can actually engage the tree from a frequency before they ever get there. We're able to answer your questions before you ask them. That's because we can step between those spaces to know you're asking. We stop you before you start talking about Bert's body because they said we can't talk about Bert's body. So we stop you before you start talking about Bert's body. It's great. See how that works?
Thank you.
Mucho gusto.
Yeah, I got work to do.
Working can wait. This is paradise.
Is it? Okay. That's fair.
Well, there's a paradise, all right. They're loaded dice, but there's a paradise.
Yeah, Reiner, it's not work to do. You got focused attention to do, which is pleasurable.
Well, for me, it's total pleasure, so no worries there.
Yeah, focused attention.
That's what I do.
But work is such a loaded word, best not use it.
Why don't you say you got fucking to do?
You got a lot of
fucking
to do.
If you said that, even in mixed company, you'd be more careful how you used it. So we're just saying replace. Every time you would say work, say fuck, and see how that works out.
How about this? Gail and I made up a word called plurk, which is kind of play and work combined as a word. And we'll add that to pull or fuck. How's that?
Sounds vulgar.
Thank you.
Agreed.
Damn it, man. That's what we're talking about. Yeah, we tear it up on the weekends now.
Right on.
Thank you.
You're welcome, darling.
I'm probably too obsessed with my meat sack body and my life on this earth to really talk any good questions, right? So, unless...
Well,
let's talk about your
thighs, maybe.
They're tight, right? Real tight. I got to flex them up like crazy. been doing way too
you
many
gotta,
squats. And haven't been,
You gotta stretch. And you've got a little bit of pressure in your back. You gotta stretch out more. You gotta do some frozen yogurt.
Is that a metaphor, or do I actually eat frozen yogurt?
No, no. Do yoga in the cold. Frozen yogi.
So not hot yoga. Go outside and do yoga?
Go outside. Get it cool. Yeah, it doesn't have to be like below freezing or nothing, but just don't get it where you're fine. You don't need your meat sack warm. You need it to atrophy a little bit to do the stretching. You want it tight so you can stretch it out. And then, you know, get you in a full lotus, which, well, you can't do a full lotus. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know that.
Do as close to it as you can, and then stop. Let it sit right there, okay? And do like where, you know, you do your leg stretches so you look like the corpse with your legs bent back behind you, and you're laying completely flat down with both of your legs turned out. You can't do that either, but you should be able to.
So once I just, like, stretch myself and become flexible, the rest of my life will just, like, come in order? Probably not, right?
Well, you're nothing okay, aren't you?
Nothing okay?
Nothing. Fucking. Nothing is fucking.
No, in a seminal kind of way.
You're not releasing semen.
Elaborate on that.
Well,
what?
Are you masturbating? Masturbating, screwing, nutting? Nutting is sexual.
Probably not enough, right, for somebody my age. I'm living in a very unnatural world. I have no idea how my parents raised such a loner.
No, not again.
Well, then forget about all that other crap and start orgasming more. And then everything else will catch up.
There you go, right? That's jokes.
It's not. You got to do it right. Either you back up, and then all of a sudden those that the semen turns into spears. You need to beat your plowshares out of spears.
Oh, yeah.
But then what happens is your body responds. Well, the point is that's what you do, and if you're doing that, then all that other stuff is nebulous. You would have a meat sack body that would work anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But you get all backed up. Then you have to do these things to get you unbacked up when you haven't figured out that that's the end of the means. So if you're not doing it right, get some help. We can get you some Masters and Johnson's little etiquette brochures. There you go, Carolyn. You can blog about how to fuck right. Bob, get Carolyn to blog about fucking. There you go. They'd be in a complete.
You leave me out of this discussion, Ion. Back off.
No, we would just.
No, I'm not going to be party to this.
If they knew how to engage in coitus, it might be good. It might be good. You could temper it in such a way they could understand. It's all good. Masters.
Yeah, Lauren, didn't Bob tell you the last time you should go out and get a wife? Remember?
That's right. Yeah,
we did do that. We did mention that.
Since then. Pretty useless. What should I? What's the right step to make that a thing then, Ion?
A cortisone would help.
A cortisone?
Dude,
what's that?
A chick.
Cortisone.
It's a
highfalutin name for a hooker.
For a lady of ill repute. A lady of ill repute.
That's fair. Should I go to Cuba? Probably, right? That's the safest place for that.
You don't have to.
Oh, yeah. They're really disease-free down there. That's all their diseases are 50 years old. You're good. You'll be good. Best you'll get a good case of the clap. You'll be all right.
I should probably leave Grimsby and move to the big city, right? Or am I just making that up as my
Don't worry about all that.
Bob, does he not realize that there is pussy available everywhere? I don't. He's acting like he's got to go to another land far, far away.
Well, where they are is a bit isolated, but not.
Grimsby is friendly by nature. That's our slogan.
Damn it, man. Show yourself nice and presentable, and they'll find you. And all you do is knock the little man out of the boat, and you win. It's fine. But we ain't even getting into all that. We're just saying engage more. You'll feel better, and you won't be so tight and taut and fucked up.
Fair enough.
But this is a recurring topic, though, isn't it?
Be out in the town, right?
Well, it's a good thing you did get to fucking talk to us, or you wouldn't even know what to damn do, infidel.
Yeah. Right on. That's fair. Is this whole thing that I'm, like, this obsession with gray, is it actually, like, a good concept to wear gray? Does it matter? Because I feel like the real world is all gray, right? And there's no such thing as black or white. And so I've just, like, become completely,
You should probably go with a nice heather gray.
So, like, a purple tinge there?
Well, that's heather gray.
I don't know. Is it?
Yeah.
Well, I have a lot of different shades of gray. Not quite 50, but you know what I mean. All right. Cool. So,
Hey, Bob. He's trying to get you in the playroom, Bob.
He wants me to talk, Lauren?
No, he wants to get you into the playroom, Bob.
Well, for some nutting? He wants to nut me?
Nut me. No, Bob, he just wants you to drop off the kids.
Well, how do I do that? Whose kids? For him.
Yeah. What?
Donate some kids to him. All right, well.
That's weird.
We'd have to get the other Lauren involved, who did have a wife and kids. Get in touch with them.
There you go.
And world swapping like they do in
different realm.
Yeah, different worlds. So,
we
got to get you going through your sleep mechanism. Next time you fall asleep, consider it going to another world rather than to some inky, dark, unconscious space.
Right. And you better get you some rubber underwear. You might have sticky sheets when you get up.
Okay, pick a topic, art theory. Let's do some art theory. It's something you know a little bit about.
I was thinking about the divine ratio.
Art theory lives in the Bronx.
Yeah. His wife, Mary, divorced him. A while ago,
he did. She was a whore, Bob.
I know. Didn't stop you though. Didn't stop you from engaging.
Never. We can resist anything but temptation, Bob. We're like you.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get Reiner into some the divine proportion. Was that what it was?
Yeah.
Try that, Lauren.
The divine ratio.
Yeah. Okay. Present a little bit about it.
Well, I'm just looking at becoming an art piece instead of trying to make
it. It's not divine. It's not divine. Just call it the golden ratio.
How do I create the golden ratio within myself?
You have to first get the normal mathematic measurements, okay? And that's what you see. That's what you see around you. Like what's your habitat, okay, for what's natural. Once you find those conditions, then you have to bring that back and compare it to the linear space that you're using. And it should be exactly half of the two parts of the longer side divided by the smaller end. That's what's going to be equal to the whole length divided by the longer part. You understand that?
I will listen to this again and work that out, yes.
What A is to B?
It's like 1.65 or something, right? Like 1.68?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, do you have internet?
Yeah.
You do? You have a Googler?
I do.
How about a goober snatcher?
Probably that too.
Well, get on that and look at the one. It's at 8:49:43. And look at that picture, and that'll explain it.
He's saying go on treeradio.com and look at the chat line. He just posted something for you.
Bob, wash him nasty hands.
8:49:43 is a picture of a Latin-looking chick in a prom dress. I guess, okay, I'll go on the Chief Radio chat line. All right.
Bob, this child has got it bad, Bob. He's got it bad, Bob.
Yeah, a photo like that.
He sees Latin chicks everywhere.
But that's what came up on Google. God,
well, you got to get a Chief Radio.
Yeah, he's got it.
Yeah, you attracted that to yourself.
Yeah.
Now, when you get to a Chief Radio, you go into, under Listen, you click on Studio A, right, Carol? And then that'll bring up the listening function, and then you'll see right there on the page the chat line. Just under.
How is he at this show and doesn't know this, Bob?
He hasn't been here
that much. Lawrence.
Yeah, Lawrence hasn't been
here. What is this going to do to our listening audience? This is the live part of the show, and you're explaining to a listener how to get to the damn Achieve Radio. This is not good, Bob. We should have this in a pre-recorded version so they could, if you're listening to Achieve Radio, you know where Achieve Radio is. If you're listening to it, you know. But now, if you're going to watch
the
internet,
so are you.
Yeah, all right.
So am I, yeah. But they didn't have their computers on.
Well, we asked them if they had the internet.
Yeah, but you hadn't turned it on.
It's our bad.
Yeah.
Our bad, sir.
Usually is, Ian.
Usually, yeah.
So, which studio?
Yeah, see under Listen, you just put the thing on Listen, and Studio A will come up, and you click on that.
All right.
And then now, as the page appears, Studio A, look at the chat line a little below a little bit. You'll see it yellow.
Here, do it this way. Go to the Goober Snatcher, put your email address in there, and somebody will send you the link. If you can do that, you got it.
No, you're there, right, Lauren? You're looking at it. He's looking at it, Ian.
Yeah, I am looking at it right now.
Okay, look for Ion.
That's it.
Look for Ion, and what was and the timing. Maybe I better do this, too. 8:49 it was?
That was a long time ago. That was a long time ago, Bob.
It was a long time ago. 8:41. Doesn't matter, right? Time doesn't exist. What are you talking about? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you are. That's it. That's the ratio right there.
Well, what are you clicking on? I don't see it. What are you clicking on? I don't see it.
He found what Ion put on.
I know, but where do you find it?
8:49.
No, there's nothing. There's
a link. There's a link under Ion, and you copy it, and then you paste it, and the Google.
Safari. Yeah. Put it in your Safari, Bob, in your Safari, not your Firefox.
Well, I'm looking at 8:46. What are you looking at?
8:49:43.
That is just a picture of a tall Latin girl in a prom dress.
He knows what the divine ratio you got in mind.
She is the divine ratio.
Not.
She is the divine ratio. She kind of looks like a tall Selena Gomez.
Yeah, it's amazing. We don't get 8:49, Carol.
Well, go to Doug Tidwell's thing, and he's giving it to you. He's saying, here it is, Bob. And it's the same thing we put up, so. You can't get his. You probably can't get ours.
Right. But the 18, I don't know 33, why. 18, 21, 12,
18,
15. 59, 63. But why isn't the 8:49 on my computer? That's odd.
He's off a little.
I'm a little off. Okay. Go ahead.
Off a little. Just a little bit. Not much, though. Just a little bit.
I Ching. I've heard that the I Ching said that I'm a very talented person, but I need somebody to work for. And so I'm kind of lost because I don't have that person to work for.
Why don't you be a ladies' man? Why don't you become a gigolo and you can be of ill repute and people will pay you to fuck them? How about that? Then you can fuck all day long. Bob's done that all the time on the side. When he gets low, when Carolyn cuts off his ice cream money, he's a manly man.
Yeah. I take it out on other women.
That's the way that goes, eh?
And guys.
So I don't need to worry about working
out. He does boys and girls, though. He will. He will do boys and. Yeah, it doesn't matter. He does boys and girls, though. He'll show you how to do it.
I haven't been swimming in about 2 years. She thinks I go to the beach every day. I go to work every day. My kind of work.
Work, that's true. That's right. He comes back and he's so spent. He can eat 9 gallons of ice cream. He can eat 9 gallons of ice cream, and he's just barely morbidly obese, y'all.
So I will just, like, just become a gigolo.
It's like when you're lactating. It's like when you're lactating, you go through tons and tons and tons of calories. See, when you're fucking right, you can eat like a banshee. You can eat like Bob, the entire counter's completely filled with every delicacy known to man. We can talk about Bob's food from now on. And he fills the whole counter. And then Bob does lines like cocaine of restructure. He snorts it. And then he eats everything off the counter. It just piles up. I mean, just big slabs of roast beef. Just like 10 pounds of fucking chicken. 10 pounds of fucking chicken in one sitting. Gone. It's gone. And it's popcorn, luminous popcorn. And the nut pate, you have no idea how much nut. It used to be puffs. Hundreds of pounds of puffs at one time. It was unbelievable. I like it. And then Snicker bars, cases of Snicker bars. Case after case of Snicker bars. And then he's been through a lot, Bob. Them us. So we kind of go with it. But anyhow, he eats all this, and he still is able. His gut punches out. And then he moves around a little bit and goes fuck some more. And then all of a sudden, his belly's gone. Beautiful.
Amazing, eh?
A good life.
All right. Fair enough.
He's not living. He's just practicing. He's practicing for his ascension. We're going to get Bob out of the closet. We're going to have a coming out party.
Cheers. Cheers to that. Okay.
Yeah, ciao, Bella.
Okay.
No, you haven't got nothing. What'd you get? A fucking Fibonacci pitcher and a pitcher.
Wash him hands.
I don't need to. They're clean.
Bob.
Yo, should I work in advertising, film, wine, or fashion? Or should I quit
don't
it all
work.
And become
personal Don't
trainer?
Work. Stop thinking in terms of work.
You don't get a job gets you.
How do I go get
find something you like to do for free and do that, and you'll never work again the rest of your life.
Right, which is dress, wear clothes. Yeah, I'm into it. And lift weights. That's all I want to do. It's like wear clothes.
Yeah, but see, once you get your body a certain weight. Once you, he's starting to sound like Jersey Shore, isn't he, Bob? Jim.
Yeah.
Jim Junk and Jive. Is that how he did it?
Yeah.
Jim Junk and Jive.
Yeah.
Something like that. Go to the gym, do your clothes, and jive or something. But once you get your body a certain way, then you don't want to wear clothes anymore. You want to show off your naked self. So I guess it's the putting on and taking off of the clothes, maybe. That's good exercise in itself, huh?
Yeah, true, right? Yeah, I just look better in clothes right now. That's
why?
Basically the way it goes.
Tell us why you think so.
Because I got like 15% of myself is body fat, and I really want to take that down to like 7% before I become proud of myself.
You should talk to the Carolyn, because that's almost a little bit too low. You need a little to get something to get sick. Those venereal diseases will take it right out of you. You need a little something to get sick on.
That venereal disease is part of the cost of being a playboy, right?
Gigolo.
Well, Well, yeah. I know it's what got Burl Ives.
Burl Ives?
Mm-hmm. He was a manly man.
Mid-20th century singer-actor, Burl Ives, B-U-R-L. Reiner went home.
Yeah, I know. There you go, eh?
A.
No.
A.
Yeah. Telltale ale there. A.
All right. I got it. It's all good. Lavender or heather gray is the way I should go, and
we did not say lavender. We said heather gray.
Yeah, I corrected myself. I just really like the smell of lavender. It's so soothing. You know, I wanted to think about that as well, but not lavender.
It's a little
heather gray.
It's a little gay, if you get what we mean.
No kidding. It's okay, but I studied theater, so I guess that's why.
Or a nice, okay. Or a nice periwinkle, Yeah, there you go.
Okay, look. Okay. Ask us. I got one more question. Ask a serious question, or theoretical, or something not about you, per se. Or Reiner can.
Yeah, not about myself. I agree with that. Do you have something?
No. You come up with a topic. Look at your library. Just look at your library, Reiner. Just scan your library. Look for topics.
Was Monet just, like, blind? You know? Like, have you ever looked at his...
Hell yeah.
He was just blind.
Absolutely.
Everybody
he had no idea. There was no perspective. There's no line. There's no linear space. There's no visual bias. It's bullshit.
Monet was just like... Really, really bad image, vision.
He's
really
a,
bad vision.
He's a Jackson. He's a Jackson Pollock wannabe.
That's good. Do you hear that, Ryder?
I heard it. I heard it loud and clear. Me and my
so
uncle came up with that.
That's excellent. That's excellent. This is great fun. Y'all get to fucking, please. That's what needs to happen. Do some more of that, and you'll be okay. Now, we're going to go now because it's time, and then we're going to come back tomorrow, and we're going to play some more. And Bob's got some music. Bob, you've got a whole playlist there for your perusing value. You get lots of good music to play that you can enjoy. And Bart's got all the words to them, and he'll put them up, and y'all can have those sing-alongs, and we can talk. But we'll be going in. We're going into the taped version of the show now. So that's good.
Yeah.
Now this is the good part. This is the part. It's been screened and rescreened and unscreened and hit in a peep bog and brought back up. And Bob's going to play you all the Gators' greatest hits, as he is the original Gator hater.
Yep. I don't like the Gators. One or two songs, but Bill, I don't like
the
Bill.
Gator man.
Bill's a money-sucking empire.
He's a fascist. He's a fascist.
Fascist. Fascist Democrat.
Oh, and one thing, Le Pen's going to win. Putin's guys in jail, the ones running against him. Angola is about to have anguish. It's going to be, instead of Merkel, it's going to be Angola anguish. And bye-bye, Brexit, goodbye.
Are you saying Brexit won't be implemented?
Oh, yes, it will. We're saying bye-bye, Birdie, and this is the Brexit. They're just going to say goodbye to Frantic, and then that's going to be Frantic. Because that's the only one left paying, and Angola can't pay for it all. She can't even pay for what she's doing now. Viva Le Pen.
Okay, thanks a lot, Ayn.
Happy night.